Padre Pio was full of faith in God since early childhood. But was his mind always set on becoming a priest, or did he struggle to make that decision? Stay tuned to hear the story. Welcome to our YouTube channel Following Padre Pio, about a Capuchin friar, mystic and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos 3 times a week, on Monday, Wednesday and Friday, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member or a friend. This story takes place before Padre Pio joined the Franciscans, back when his father was working in America. Therefore, throughout the story, Padre Pio is referred to as Francesco, his birth name. Here's the story. Francesco's father had immigrated to America, leaving behind his wife and children in Italy. Although they were separated by an ocean and had very basic means of communication, the father's thoughts were always with his family, his village, and his crops. He directed his loved ones as best as he could, calling attention when something didn't seem right. Francesco, the only one who could write, served as a bridge for the connection. In his letters, he talked about his studies, his mother's work, Michelle, his brother, and his sisters. He informed his father about the crops and the harvests. He assured him that he was constantly praying to Our Lady so that everything would go well and he could return to his family safe and sound. He always concluded by kissing his hand and asking for his blessing as your most obedient son. Periodically, the father would send a check in dollars. Since a signature was required in the book to withdraw it from the post office, the task always fell to Francesco. It was hard-earned money, so the father recommended that they use it sparingly. He would complain every time he thought they had made unnecessary expenses. However, lately, Francesco was going through periods of doubts regarding his religious vocation. At times, his enthusiasm disappeared or seemed weak and dim. He wanted to, and he didn't want to. He had the impression that he was being forced into making that choice, and that, if it were up to him, he would stay home with great pleasure. Despite the apparitions and the habit of personally communicating with Jesus, Our Lady, and his guardian angel, he still felt the seduction of the world. At home, he could have a relatively comfortable life, while in the convent, as he was warned, a life of immense sacrifices and penances awaited him, and his instinct rebelled against it. That's why he accepted, without hesitation, the invitation of Professor Cacavo to participate in a pilgrimage to the Marian Sanctuary of Pompeii in 1901. The expenses were only a handful of lire, as they traveled by cart. Just a side note, the distance between Petrolcina and Pompeii would have been approximately 115 kilometers or 71 miles, not too far, but still probably a long and tiring journey by cart. Let's continue. But when the father found out, he scolded him. While I am working hard here, the boy is spending money on excursions, he wrote to his mother. Francesco, then 15 years old, tried to calm him down as best as he could. As for the complaint made to Mama about my trip to Pompeii, there are 1,000 reasons to make it. But you should think that next year, God willing, all parties and entertainments will end for me, because I will abandon this life to embrace a better one. The good father understood and never brought it up again. And the following year, he began planning his return to his homeland. At the same time, he urged his wife to take their son to the archpriest from time to time for some extra observations, and also to prepare a jug of wine for him, because on the feast day of Our Lady next year, I will be in Italy. End of story. This story not only reveals Padre Pio's inner struggles with his calling, but also sheds light on his deep investment in his family's affairs, from cashing checks to managing finances, and even reading his father's letters aloud to his illiterate mother and siblings. Padre Pio's humanity shines through. However, the difficulty of making a final decision to join the convent weighed heavy on him, and it was a true test of his faith. I once spoke to a friend of mine about my own struggles with discerning God's will in my life. I mentioned how I often pray that God bends me to His will, and my friend offered a profound insight. He said, "It is good that you are providing some resistance to God's will. When we bend something, we are usually met with resistance. That means your decision will be made out of your own free will, which is precisely what God wants." These words have stayed with me and have given me a new perspective on the role resistance has in our spiritual journeys. When there is no resistance and no tempting second choice, there can be no free decision. It seems that God often, if not always, presents His path as the harder one, precisely to allow us to freely choose it. This story shows that even Padre Pio has some resistance to God's calling to become a priest. Therefore, we can be sure that his decision was made out of his own free will, just as God wanted it to be. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio. Dear friends, our ardent goal and desire with this YouTube apostolate is to inspire people so they do not give up hope and faith in God in these certainly very trying times. This is our ardent goal and desire. But to accomplish this for the long term, this Following Padre Pio project needs to be financially self-sustaining. We also aim for a bigger and better apostolate. Our Protected Child of Padre Pio program helps us to fulfill both of these important goals for the salvation of souls, souls for whom our Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross. We have regular Masses celebrated for those who join. These Masses will be celebrated especially for your intentions, as well for any intentions Padre Pio may have. By joining, you'll also be a part of a network of Padre Pio devotees all praying for each other. Additionally, you will receive one or more beautiful gifts as a token of our gratitude. A personalized A4 certificate of appreciation, confirming your inclusion in our monthly or weekly Padre Pio Masses. An A5 full-color printed photo. To me, it's certainly one of the more beautiful photos of Padre Pio. His goodness and charisma really seem to shine through. It's an A5 size and ready to frame. A prayer booklet of Padre Pio's favorite prayers, printed specially for you. And depending on your level of support, we will send you this beautiful statue of Padre Pio. Sacred Scripture says, "Those who instruct many to justice shall shine as stars for all eternity." By becoming a protected child of Padre Pio, you will be helping souls in need. Padre Pio promised he would wait for his spiritual children at the gates of heaven. Find out more by clicking the link in the description below.